Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Andy Owens, Managing Editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston. Andy, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be with you.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, you know, we've been reporting on the impact of the coronavirus pandemic in the state's tourism sector since March. But recently, we decided to take a different angle because this thing looks like it's been with us for 6 months and counting. Now, everyone knows hospitality and tourism-related businesses have been damaged, including food and beverage, but there's a ripple effect on accommodations taxes. Businesses collect tourism-related taxes that fuel a lot of community projects, festivals, and even several business-related events. But the state is seeing, not just anticipating, they are seeing a significant downturn in those receipts, as you can imagine. And we went to the South Carolina Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism and pulled some of the latest numbers. And, you know, accommodations taxes year-to-date, comparing 2019 to 2020 at the end of June, you know, Greenville County's down 52%, Richland County's down 48%, Lexington's down 35%. Charleston's down 25.5%, and Horry County in the Grand Strand area, they're down almost 20%. When you consider something like the Southeastern Wildlife Expo, which did happen this year, you know, it's the largest festival in the Charleston area, and it depends on that money to market the festival nationally. So when they don't have the money to do that, it's going to have an impact. You know, we lost the Cooper River Bridge run, we lost Spoleto, you know, not to mention the countless other weekly and annual festivals that aren't as big, but they depend on a couple of hundred dollars here, $1,000 there to stay afloat across the state. So some tough decisions are likely going to have to be made at the municipal level.
Well, I know that some municipalities are going ahead and drawing from other accounts to provide funding going forward.
Exactly. No, that's exactly true. I mean, statewide, and if you look at the statewide numbers, we're down 17.9%. So it actually could have been worse. And a lot of communities are doing just that. They're stepping into their reserve funds. They're stepping into their general fund. And they're saying, we're going to support these community events to get past this pandemic together. The local leadership is trying to make up for that where they can, but they won't be able to do all of it.
What else are your reporters seeing right now?
One of the interesting things that we did recently, and it was good to just get out, to be honest with you, the largest ship to ever call on the East Coast steamed into Charleston Harbor recently, and I actually went down there to watch it, and as word got out that the CGM Brazil would be coming in on a Sunday morning, a lot of other folks had the same idea. They wanted to see that towering vessel go through the channel. It was like watching a building floating down the Cooper River. The Brazil is a post-Panamax ship. That means it carries up to 15,000 TEUs, and TEUs are the equivalent of 20-foot containers. It's kind of how the port measures how much a ship can carry. And, but this thing is 1,200 feet long and 167 feet wide. But, you know, it kind of brings home an economic development point, too. The deepening of Charleston Harbor is one of the critical projects ongoing in this state. With deeper water, we can get more ships like this that are larger.
And the timetable for the deepening to be finished is still on track?
It is still on track. They've got the money from the federal government. The studies are being done through the Army Corps of Engineers. And once it's finished, we will be the deepest port on the East Coast.
And I understand that you have some virtual events you'd like to share with our listeners?
I do. You know, down in the Lowcountry, the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce is having a business and community expo, the 10-day event online. And so that's going on through the end of September. And coming up October 15th, we're going to have the Roaring Twenties, which is where we honor the state's fastest growing companies. We're going to talk to 40 companies, large and small, from 12 to 2 p.m. during a streaming event. The last thing I have is the South Carolina Manufacturing Conference and Expo. It's from 9 to 4 p.m. October 29th and 30th. This is technically in Greenville this year, but since it's streaming, including keynotes from the governor and others, it's really going to be accessible to anyone who wants to attend.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for your time and the update.
All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News. We will have a link to his organization as well as to all of his periodicals they publish posted at our webpage. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.